BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A county in one of New York's suburbs is declaring a state of emergency in response to a severe outbreak of measles. For the next 30 days, anyone under 18 who is unvaccinated will be barred from public spaces in Rockland County. Its executive, Ed Day, explained the reasons behind the action.
It's not that it will never happen, but what we're saying here is that it's not the focus. The focus of this is to get your attention. Understand that under the color of law now, you need to get this done. Or let's put it this way. You cannot bring your children to public assemblage areas unless they are immunized. So either do one or two things. Comply with the law or get a shot. If you get a shot, the kids can have a good time.
The first official details have emerged of a raid in February by armed intruders on North Korea's embassy in Spain. Our Korea correspondent Laura Bicker reports from Seoul.
The group calling themselves the Cholima Civil Defense first hit the headlines in 2017. At that point, they claimed to have provided protection for Kim Han-sol, the son of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, who was assassinated with a nerve agent at an airport in Malaysia. They've issued a statement on their website disputing the description of the raid on a North Korean embassy in Madrid as an attack. A national court judge in Spain said an investigation had uncovered evidence that the intruders had shackled embassy staff and urged North Korea's only diplomat in Spain to defect before escaping with computers, hard drives and documents.
Aid workers in Yemen say an airstrike near a hospital in the northwest of the country killed at least seven people, four of them children. The aid agency Save the Children, which helps fund the Kitaf Rural Hospital, said two other adults were unaccounted for. A further eight people were wounded in the attack, which is believed to have been carried out by the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen. Save the Children has condemned both sides in the war for their conduct. A British man wanted on drugs charges in Australia has been arrested after trying to flee the country on a jet ski. Police say he was trying to make the 150-kilometre journey across the Torres Strait to Papua New Guinea. Hal Griffith in Sydney has the story.
The man was spotted launching the jet ski off Cape York, Australia's most northerly point. He's thought to have been armed with a crossbow and carrying enough fuel and supplies to make the journey through the Torres Strait's chain of islands. Border Force officers were sent to apprehend him and made the arrest on Saibai Island, just a couple of miles south of Papua New Guinea. He's due to be flown to Western Australia, where there's a warrant for his arrest.